Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
How are y'all doing?
Great.
Did you hear that I say y'all? Let me try this one. Howdy.
Howdy.
Ah, I like that one either. Can't believe it's been 3 years since I last was here. It was June of 2015, last time I was here. Now, Anna wasn't here when I was here last time, so make sure y'all behave this time so she'll feel at home with y'all here, okay? It's been great, a trip in the U.S. ever since we got here. We visited nine churches so far, and I saved the best for last. Now, are you recording this? I hope not, because the other congregations will listen to it later on. And it's been a great blessing to be around the best people here in town. Now, FH and Becky, Tammy and Robin, Adam, and the Montgomerys, all the good people in Lebanon. So I have some good news for y'all. Of course, FH already told some of part of it. For those who do not know, Anna and I are going to have a baby. It's going to be a girl. Her name will be Alice Girodo. Now, if you look at the picture, Anna is pointing to the shirt, right? And it says, arriving soon in Portuguese. That's the shirt that we got as soon as we found out that we were pregnant so we could share the news with both of our parents. Now, the very first time that Anna dressed with the shirt, we came to her mother's house, and Anna sat there on the table, and we're talking and talking, waiting for her mother to look at her shirt, and she wasn't looking at all. Now, I just stopped them, you know, stopped the conversation, said, could you look at Anna's shirt, please? And they all looked down, and her mother went, and tears started to come down, and all. Oh, it was great. That was great. So being a parent is a blessing, isn't it? You know, most parents will agree with me that when God sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, he sent his only and begotten son. I don't know if I would send my only child to die on the cross or to die for someone in this world. You know, it's a blessing. And then I are starting now to grasp. Of course, we understood a little bit of God's love, but we're starting now to grasp a little bit better what God loves is about, you know, unconditional love. God is good all the time. Well, everything I'm going to say here is not about me or about Anna, about the church, but it's about the Lord. So let's say a word of prayer to give him all the glory and honor. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful evening that you've given us. Thank you for allowing us to be here together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to die on the cross for us. Lord, help us to glorify your name. May the people here see me, but at the same time, Lord, they may see Jesus. And to him is the glory and honor, power and strength. To him be the glory. We're here just as servants, as vessels. Lord, we love you. Please help us to glorify your name each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. Brazil, of course, most of you know and have been there, is in South America. Well, if you measure with your fingers, it's not far away, all right? It's only a couple of inches away if you measure with your fingers. But Brazil is almost 5,000 miles away from here. So we're 5,000 miles away from home. So if you think you're from the south, I'm from the deep south, south Brazil. And Brazil is a large country. There's over 200 million people down there. And the main religion in Brazil is Catholicism. Now, Belo, as you can see, is very small town, isn't it? It's a concrete jungle of almost 6 million people now. And this is just a small section of Belo. It's not the whole city at all. Now, Anne and I work with and attended the Central Church of Christ. And that's a picture of the building taken from above. I believe that FH was the one who took this picture. Weren't you, FH? Yeah, and those are the members coming out of the building there. Now, I couldn't talk about my ministry without talking about Anna, because Anna is my second most important ministry. Now, she's a blessing in my life. God is my first ministry. My relationship with the Lord is first. Then, Anna and Alice now are my second ministry. And then comes the work with the Lord, third. strong marriage is a sign of a strong church. And I see a strong church here because I see a lot of couples together, you know, striving. Of course, putting up with each other all those years, and just like Anna has been putting up with me. And but Anna's been a great blessing in my life. It's been a great blessing to the church in Belo. Anna is a Bible school teacher and coordinator at the Central Church of Christ. Here's a picture of one of her classes. Anna invited me to be a guest speaker at her classroom, and I talked to young ones there about visiting others, what they should do, what they should not do, what they should say, what not to say, how long they should stay in the hospital. And at the end of the class, they came to me and said, Alex, I'm going to visit you in your house, but don't worry, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of, you know, I'm going to stay only there for 30 minutes. Don't worry. So, and at the end of the class, they said, well, can we take a selfie together? I said, of course. And grabbed my cell phone, and we took a selfie, and there's the picture. Now, Anna also helps the other women to become Bible school teachers. Those two young ladies there to the far ends, Anna trained them, and they become Bible school teachers. Just look at the little girl in pink posing for the picture like that. Isn't she cute? And here's Anna providing training and discussion groups for the women in Belo and helping them to improve their skills as Bible teachers. And here's one of our elders handing the ladies the diplomas because they completed the course. At the end, those are the women that Anna helped train and become Bible school teachers. Now, Anna is a better preacher than I am. She, of course, she speaks to the women, and she's been invited to speak all over the country in several events. Here's Anna speaking in a big event in Uberlândia, Minas Gerais. And here's Anna teaching the women when they spend a night in prayer. Our women in Belo are a blessing because of that. They pray for us, their husbands, you know, and we feel blessed. But what amazes me the most is Anna's desire to share the gospel with others, you know, through Bible studies. Her desire, you know, that's the woman I pray for. You know, Anna's a blessing, like I said. And here's Anna studying the Bible with Angela. And her mother helping as well, the woman in the middle. And there's Angela to the right affirming Jesus as her Savior and Lord. Now, this young girl called Cynthia came to the church as a visitor one day. Of course, Anna had Bible studies with her, and of course, she became a Christian. But God opened doors for me to study with and baptize Cynthia's mother and grandmother as well. And of course, Cynthia became a very active member in the church. And she has a fiancé, which is not a Christian yet. But we've been having Bible studies with him because of Cynthia. Cynthia invited him to the church, and he's been attending some of our services. And we now, Ann and I, are having premarital counseling with them as well. And so, if you look in John chapter 1, verses 35 and on, you're going to see that one follower of Christ inviting another to follow Christ. And that happens throughout the Bible. One follower of Christ inviting another. So you have Cynthia's grandmother, mother, Cynthia, her fiancé, one after another. One inviting another. And that's the way we should do. That's the way we should spread God's love, inviting other people to meet Jesus. You know? You can say, oh, Jesus, I just met Jesus. He's changed my life. He can change yours. Come and meet him too. And here's Anna teaching, of course, Cynthia to become a Bible school teacher as well. Cynthia leading the young ones. Now, as a missionary, I do a little bit of everything. I do my best, you know, to help the church down in Belo and all over the greater Belo as well. I help with the youth ministry as well. And here's a picture of our youth group down in Central. A bunch of good-looking people. Of course, the best-looking guy over there is the one on the left with the big smile, which is me. But this is the day that we spoke to them about the true meaning of Christmas. I was surprised that some of them did not know what Christmas was about. And, of course, we taught them the truth, and we had a wonderful time that day. And I also teach the young men down there how to be fishers of men. You know, I try not to keep all the work to myself, but I share, the work with the brothers and sisters over there. And that was the case with Andrea there in the middle. Andrea came to me. Andrea is one of the elder son. And he came to me, "Alex, I have these twins to study the Bible with. Could you do the Bible study with them?" I said, "Andrea, of course, I'll be glad to do so. But I believe that you can do it as well." Andrea looked at me, "But I do not know how to do it." "Well, I'll teach you." And then I taught him how to do the Bible studies. And those two young men are now part of the Lord's Church in Belo. Now, I remember when I was a young man, I'm still young, of course, but I mean, when I was younger, that FH was living in Brazil, and he picked me up at my house, and he took me to one of the non-Christians person, and then he showed me how to do the Bible study, and I'm really thankful, brother, for what you showed me. And that's how we should do with the young people. Always teach them now how to do the work and carry on God's word. We also organize church camps for our youth. Now, how many of you ever heard about the Brazilian Carnival? Raise your hand if you did. Okay, yeah. So you know the Brazilian Carnival is a time for lust and alcohol and drugs and it's all, you name it, all the bad stuff that goes on. But we make sure that we organize this event so we can bring our people to focus on the Lord, right? And here's a picture of our youth event. This is the largest youth event in Brazil. We had over 200 young men and women from all over the country. And Anna and I serve there as counselors, as mentors to those young people. Here's Anna and I leading the boys and the girls. Now, we also have there what you call here the prayer and confession groups when the boys come to me and pour down their hearts and share their struggles. And, of course, the ladies as well. And if you look in the Bible in James chapter 5, verse 16, it says there that if we share our struggles, if we share our sins with one another, there's a spiritual healing. And brothers and sisters, we need to do this more often. We need to share more struggles with one another and pray more for one another. And here's Anna teaching the young ladies. In a separate class, I was teaching the boys in another class. And always there is someone giving his or her life to Jesus. As you can see there to the right, the young lady that was baptized at the creek. I was baptized at the creek in church camp. Church camp is a great place. You know, I met my wife, Anna, there. My parents got married there. My brother got married there. And it's a great place for the church in Brazil. Now, also at Centro, we make sure that we introduce and greet our visitors personally. Of course, we ask them to stand up, as you can see there in the picture, and we have our ushers to hand them gifts and all. I don't know how this would work here in the States. Probably the visitor, if you do that here in the congregation, the visitor would never come back to this congregation again. But it's just a cultural thing, you know. People feel important. It's very important to make visitors feel welcome. And that was the case with Carlos. Now, most of my Bible studies that I set up come through this ministry of introducing and greeting people. And I set up a lot of Bible studies doing that. That was the case with Carlos there to the right. Carlos came to me after worship service and said, "Alex, I really appreciate the way you introduced me, you know, shook my hand, gave me a hug." And "Oh, that's great, Carlos. Well, would you like to meet sometime this week and know more about the Bible?" And I said, "Of course." And we studied the Bible, and Carlos became a Christian because of that. Now, we also have a small group ministry. I don't know if you ever heard about this ministry here in the States. A few congregations here do that. I've seen it. But what is a small group? If you get the whole church and you separate in the small groups, you're not going to only meet on Wednesdays or Sundays alone. You're going to meet on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and so on. Our group, for example, meets on Tuesdays. Now, do you recognize any of the people in there? Now, this day, of course, I had FH to speak at in our small group, but he was the one who took the picture. So how in the world he is in the picture if he took it, right? FH is so good at photoshopping. That's probably why he looks so good when he takes pictures. You know, he changed things around a little bit. But what we do in the small groups, you know, if you read in the Bible in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 and on, the church would meet every single day of the week. Every single day of the week. Not only on Wednesdays, not only on Sundays, but every single day of the week. And as a small group, we also break bread together. We have fellowship meals. We have a wonderful time to fellowship with one another. We also visit people. We go out and visit those members who have missed the worship service, for example, or those who are sick. Here's a picture of our small group visiting one of the families there. And everyone in the group is important, from the youngest to the oldest. And everyone has a mission. Everyone has a task. For example, the women would always cook a meal. One of the men would lead a devo. The other would lead singing. The other one would lead prayer. And we would rotate between houses. Every house is in a different... Every week is in a different house. We watch Christian movies together. The other meeting would have a devo. The other one would have a... learns new songs, and so on. There are several things that you can do through this ministry. I have even assigned the young boys up front in the picture to prepare a lesson when I come back so they can also share with us their knowledge of the Bible. And I've been helping them to prepare their lessons. I also equip churches around Belo. Belo now has about 20 congregations in the greater Belo. And we also have the National Bible School, which is a seminar. Now, what do we do in the seminar? We train vocational ministers for those congregations around Belo. And of course, we provide deeper knowledge of the Bible for people who want just to participate in our seminar. Here's the members of Central who attended the seminar. And here's my Life of Christ class. It was my last... I'll put this picture up because my grandmother, the woman in red, she came to my class, you know, and she's not a Christian yet, but she will be, I believe so. I never give up on people. And she came and got to hear about Jesus and his life. Well, like we have this seminar, you know, that trains preachers and vocational ministers, but we don't have anything for song leaders in Brazil. So I go around, I got the training that I got here in the States, and I go around the churches in Belo and I train their song leaders. And one of the things that I teach them is that they must smile when they sing songs, especially songs about heaven or happy songs. Can you imagine if you sing that song, some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. It doesn't seem you're going to heaven, right? It seems you're going somewhere else when you make that face. But that's one of the things that I teach them when they, you know, lead songs and all. And this is one of the congregations that I taught there. And because of that, I was even invited to speak at Enoch. Enoch is the largest men's event in Brazil. We had about 500 men over there in São Paulo. And I spoke to them about how to worship the Lord with excellency. Know how to give your best in worship. That goes not only for song leaders. That goes for the whole church. The whole church should give, you know, your best for the Lord. Like I said, we don't have anything for song leaders in Brazil. So I decided to found and come up with a song leading school or song leading workshop. This is the picture of the very first song leading workshop that we had. We had 70 or 80 song leaders from all over Brazil that came to Belo. And here's a picture of them training the hand motions or beat pattern, as you'd see there in the picture. And at the end of the event, we had a choir with only men. Oh, that was beautiful. All the four-part harmony. Because in Brazil, we don't have the tradition to sing the four-part harmony well. And we train them how to do that and take back to their congregations. Now, how many of you ever heard about the Future Ministers Camp here in the States? Raise your hand if you did. Okay, only FH and Corey, pretty much. Okay, here's a picture of the very first Future Ministers Camp in Brazil. Now, do y'all know who Kirk Brothers and Chuck Morris are? Those who were, of course, Kirk Brothers now is the president of Heritage Christian University in Alabama. But both of them were my Bible professors at Free Hardman. So I got in contact with them and said, Kirk and Chuck, we need to start a future ministers camp in Belo. Can you come? And I said, of course. And they came in 2017, the first time. And, of course, his name is, one of them is Chuck Morris, right? Well, of course, we make jokes that his name would be Chuck Norris, the actor. Okay, and the boys would love him because of that. We would even make jokes about his name, like the Chuck Norris is such a strong man that he doesn't do push-ups. He pulls the earth down. And the boys would laugh and laugh and laugh forever. They all loved it. And every morning we had devos. Here's a picture of my dad to the right. My dad was one of the counselors at that camp. And of course, my dad is very active in the church. You know, he's composed about 2,500 songs for the church in Brazil, in Portuguese, of course. And now some of his songs are now being taught in the Hispanic congregations, in Spanish, of course. Well, and at the end of the event, all those young boys would deliver a 7-minute sermon. And here's a picture of them studying for the sermon, and all helping each other to prepare for the sermon. And at the end of the event, we also had a graduation ceremony. We invited the parents to come and have a big meal together. And here's a picture of Chuck Morris and I handing the boys a diploma. Now, one interesting thing about this last Future Ministers Camp in Belo is that our bus driver, Boali, he wasn't a Christian yet. And we didn't know about that until he came and talked to me. And he said, Alex, I'm not sure about my salvation. I'm not sure about, you know, because he came from a denominational background. I said, well, Bobby, would you like to sit down and talk about the Bible and talk about God's plan of salvation to your life and learn more about it? He said, of course. And Boali and I had several Bible studies together, and because of that, he became a Christian. Well, I'm saying that, you know, to glorify the Lord. You know, to him be all the glory and honor alone. We also have a children's home in Belo. The children's home is a blessing, both to the church and both to the city. I'm going to tell you why. Right now, we are having about 45 kids. I'm going to show you the old complex our facilities. Here's the office where the old office was, but now we have a new one. This is house number one, second house. Now, we're working on a second house because it's we're having some structure issues, so we have to remodel the place. The third house over there. Of course, we also have a chapel to teach the kids about the Bible. Got to have a soccer field, right? Cannot miss a soccer field in Brazil. I'm going to be talking about the soccer field later on. And here's the fourth house. Of course, this picture is outdated, like I said, and it took from Google Maps. But if you look at the picture, here's the fourth house, well-constructed, neatly done. Now we can host 15 more children. So whenever we remodel the second house, we're going to be able to host 60 children total. And like I said, the home in Belo is a blessing. We organize VBSs there. Here's Anna leading the VBSs there to the kids. And like I mentioned before, Anna is very talented with kids. You know, we go there on Sundays afternoon to teach the kids at the children's home. Look at the kid's face staring at Anna without breathing or blinking. Anna's such a good teacher that she's able to hold their attention like that, you know. I don't know how she does it because those kids are very active, very, very active. Now, our city hall recognized the home in Belo as one of the best ones in town. And they even say, to the other homes, if you want to learn how to operate a home, go to their children's home in Belo and learn from them how to do it. Now, not only is recognized by the city as one of the best ones in town, but also recognized by the state of Minas Gerais. Here's a picture to the left of the wife of the governor that came to our home, and she was amazed with the work, and she donated a lot of stuff to the children over there. And so are you seeing the great impact that this ministry is having in Belo, in the state of Minas Gerais, in Brazil? And to the right here, Alicia, the girl beside Anna, you got it, okay. Alicia, standing by Anna's side, was one of the very first kids to be adopted by a Christian family. And of course, there at the children's home, we host children from 0 to 6 years old. Alicia was probably 7 when she was adopted. But after several years, you know, this ministry has been going on for 10 years. Well, it's going to be 10 years next year now. And but after several years, Alicia grew up. And one of those days, she called Anna and said, "Anna, I'm going to become a Christian. I'm going to be baptized. Can you come to my baptism?" Because Anna and Alicia became very close friends. So Alicia was the very first kid to be baptized because of this ministry. Isn't God good? God is great. Well, like I said, we have a soccer field there at the children's home. Therefore, we also have a soccer ministry. We go there every Saturday. I go there every Saturday and play soccer with our brothers there and as well. But we also have the intention of inviting visitors to play with us. So we organize tournaments every year. Okay, here's a picture of the Central Church of Christ team there to the right. And then, I don't know why, but our Central team has won about 3 times already. And they gave me the best goalkeeper 3 times already too. So, but anyways, we invite visitors to play soccer with us. And that was the case with Salmain there to the left. Salmain came to me, he was playing soccer with us. Said, "Alex, I would love to play soccer in the tournament with y'all. Can I?" I said, "Of course, Salmain. Of course you can. That's so good news." Well, but as a soccer team, Salmain, we do everything together. We try to eat together. We practice together. And we even go to church together. Salmain looked at me, "Go to church together? I don't think I've ever been to church before." So he started coming to the church and then, of course, heard the gospel. But one day he called me and said, "Alex, can you come to my house and study the Bible with me?" I was rejoicing and glad. Of course I can. I went to his house. But once I got there, not only him was sitting on the table, but his whole family was there, his wife and 2 children. And of course, Hannah was there with me, as she always goes. And because of that ministry, not only Salmain, but many other people became Christians, and they put on Christ through baptism. Well, just like y'all here, we also have plans for the future of the church in Belo and the state of Minas Gerais. Here's a picture of me and the elders there meeting. Some of y'all met the elders there as well. Now, look at that guy there to the left on the far end. Doesn't he look like Barack Obama a little bit? I think he does. Well, he was born this very same day as Barack Obama was, as a matter of fact. But he was one of the elders. Not Barack Obama, Mauricio. But we have plans for the future of the church there. And like I said, the state of Minas Gerais in Belo is a huge place. Belo has almost 6 million people now. And of course, we have the Lord's Church there. But if you put all the 20 congregations together, we sum up to maybe 1,000 members total. And if you put it on a scale of a 6 million people city, it's very uneven, right? There's still a lot of work to do. There's a city of Uberlândia also, almost 700,000 people. And there's the Lord's Church there as well, but very few members. Also have the city of Montes Claros, almost 400,000 people. We have one church there with about 15 or 20 members. A lot of work to do. We have the city of Juiz de Fora, one church there as well, about 30 or 40 members. Almost 600,000 people. So I'm talking here about cities larger than 250,000 people. Uberaba, for example, 300,000 people. Valadares, almost 300 as well. Ipatinga, 250,000. Now, all those cities do not have the Lord's Church there yet. And not only that, but there's more than 32 cities in the state of Minas Gerais with more than 100,000 people in each of those cities. And many of them do not have the Lord's church. So you tell me what we should be doing. We need to start planting churches in those cities, right? And that's one of our plans for the future. And of course, it's a long-term plan, not to plant that many churches, but the others and I have been putting plans together to reach each one of those cities. And maybe before I die, Lord willing, I would like to see a church in each one of those cities. And the church says, amen. Now, it is impossible to talk, you know, years and years of ministry in 30, 40 minutes. But I had to separate a few of the things that are going on in Brazil. And of course, I do not have all the pictures of our new brothers and sisters in Christ that have been baptized. But I put a video together so you can see some of you, some of your brothers and sisters in Christ that you helped to reach through your contributions, through your prayers, through your efforts, through your mission trips. Just watch and enjoy.
I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I keep on bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. I've got a helmet on my head, in my hand a sword and shield. I've got a helmet on my head, in my hand a sword and shield. I've got a helmet on my head, in my hand a sword and shield. I keep on bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. You gotta walk right, talk right, sing right, pray right on the battlefield. You gotta walk right, talk right, sing right, pray right on the battlefield. You gotta walk right, talk right, sing right, pray right on the battlefield. I keep on bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I keep on bringing souls to Jesus. I keep bringing souls to Jesus. We keep bringing souls to Jesus by the service that we give.
We all keep bringing souls to Jesus by the service that we give. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for your contributions, for your prayers, for your efforts to go down on the mission field with me. And thank you so much for this congregation. I love each one of you. And don't give up. I want to see each one of you in heaven. I want to meet you up there because I love you. And Jesus loves you even more. Don't give up, brothers and sisters. Let's have a word of prayer before we're dismissed here. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending Him to die on the cross for us, for our sins. We're thankful, Lord, that we are one church in you. Thank you, Lord, for the congregation here at Highland Heights. Thank you, Lord, for using them to bless your people here, to bless your people in Brazil and all over the globe. Lord, we love you. We're here to serve you. Please use us to bring more and more people to you, Lord. Use us, O Lord, to glorify your holy name. Use us, O Lord, to be Jesus here on earth. Lord, thank you so much. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to have a quick break, and then we come back for the rest of our worship service. You're dismissed. Do you think one person alone can make a difference in this world of billions and billions of people? Can you make a difference in this world of billions and billions of people? Now, if you look in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, God was about to destroy the whole earth. He was ready to destroy it with water. But on verse 8 of Genesis chapter 6 says, Noah has found favor in the eyes of the Lord. One person saved his family because of his obedience to God. Now, the Bible does not mention anything about Noah's wife being righteous or his children being righteous. But it does mention that Noah was the only one found righteous in that generation. He saved his family. One person made a difference to his family. He also saved mankind from extinction. Had it not been for Noah, we would not be here tonight. And he also made a difference to God. Do you think one person can make a difference in this world of billions of people? Is that even possible? Noah says we can. So if you're here tonight and you're a Christian, maybe you need strength to step out in faith and ask God for encouragement to make a difference to your family, to people around you, or even to God. He's ready to help you. There's people here who love you, your brothers and sisters in Christ. And we're here to pray for and with you, encourage you, and help you to get to heaven. Now, if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian yet, we would love to help you to become a child of the Lord. We're here to encourage you to make a difference to your family through your example, to make a difference to people around you through your obedience to the Lord, and make a difference to God because He's ready to use you. So if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and you're ready to put aside all of your sins and become a Christian, putting Christ through baptism, we're here to help you tonight. Will you respond and come as we stand and as we sing?
Years I spent in vanity.